Welcome to the Space Show, Philip.
Thank you.
Now, who's planning a nuclear waste dump?
Well, the federal government, and I think specifically the Department of Education, Science and Training, are looking to consolidate all of Australia's various low-level radioactive waste dumps into one site. So it's the federal government mainly.
And what's low-level waste?
There's a technical definition, but basically it's waste that's not very radioactive.
Okay, and so what will the dump involve?
The dump itself is a 1.5 by 1.5 kilometre square area. Most of that's a buffer zone. There will be a couple of buildings, and the waste itself will be stored in a series of trenches which cover an area of about 100 metres by 100 metres. And there will be about 5 metres of cover over the waste, and the waste will be stored in trenches that I think are up to about 10 metres deep, mostly in barrels.
Now, nuclear waste takes a long time to decay. How long will this dump have to be there for?
The estimates from the draft EIS, that's the Environmental Impact Study, suggest about 250 years.
Gee, that's quite a while then.
Yes, it's certainly a long time to have the repository there.
And where's it going to go?
There are a couple of candidate sites. The preferred site, surprisingly to us, is in the Woomera prohibited area, right near the rocket launch pads and also the landing areas for the bombs and rockets that they test there.
So wait on, hang on. Woomera's in South Australia, isn't it?
That's correct. It's about 5 hours drive north of Adelaide.
And it's a rocket, still an active rocket range?
Yes, it is. From the draft EIS, the defence people do about 60 trials per year currently. And also ASRI, the Australian Space Research Institute, we use Woomera to do our small sounding rocket program, where we launch a number of small rockets, mainly for educational purposes.
And this is the same Woomera that there's a well-known detention centre?
That's correct, yes. They would prefer not to be known for that, the residents.
Okay, so who came up with this idea of putting a nuclear waste dump in the middle of a rocket range?
Well, it was a draft environmental impact study commissioned by DEST. I'm not sure of exactly who did the study, but it's been released, and it appears that they selected the site perhaps based on criteria that didn't include incompatible land use, which, well, we consider testing of bombs and rockets to be incompatible with a radioactive waste dump.
Well, I mean, the radioactive waste is going to be buried, isn't it?
That's correct.
So therefore a rocket landing on it might not necessarily affect that.
Well, the study assumed that anything weighing less than 250 kilograms would not disrupt the repository. However, our experience is that very light ordnance, say spent rockets weighing less than 40 kilograms, can penetrate at least 3 kilometres into dense clay. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the covering over the repository is, but it's likely to be looser or more easily penetrable than the ground that's out there at present, the undisturbed ground. So we believe even our small rockets would pose a risk to the repository.
I was just going to come to that. The Australian Space Research Institute uses the rocket range, doesn't it?
That's correct. We launch some surplus military rockets, and mostly they launch payloads developed by universities and high schools and primary schools.
And you have aspirations, of course, to launch larger ones.
That's correct. We're developing our own rockets. We have in the past built much larger rockets than the ones we fire, any rockets with a longer range than the ones we're using presently could hit the preferred site of the repository.
So what's the official position of the Australian Space Research Institute then on this plan?
Well, we're certainly very concerned about it. I guess our position is that once the repository is sited in the area, that it will act as a deterrent to use of the Woomera prohibited area, and there's also a Woomera instrumented range within the prohibited area, which is very suitable for space activities and other trials. ASRI is one of our missions is to further space technology, Australian space technology specifically, and we see the Woomera prohibited area as an very important component in achieving this goal, and we're concerned that the Woomera prohibited area will suddenly become much less desirable. We think that clients, when they're selecting a site to do tests, maybe engaging us to help them in doing tests, will notice the presence of the dump and will choose safer options, insurance premiums for doing tests out there are likely to go up, and generally we might ourselves consider that the repository in our firing line basically is an unacceptable risk. So we would then lose a place to safely test dangerous articles.
So what effectively can you do then to persuade them to put this dump somewhere else?
Well, what ASRI has done is we've prepared a response to the draft EIS, and if anyone is interested in viewing the response, it's available through our webpage, which is www.asri.org.au, and we've been invited to comment on it, and that's all we have done at present.
And are you going to encourage the military, who presumably would also be affected by this, and the commercial operators who use the range, to sort of do something about it as well?
Yes. Well, we haven't really needed to. I understand, I guess the Defence Department is usually reluctant to talk about what they do to non-defence people, but I do understand that they have commented on the draft EIS. But at the Woomera prohibited area is lately largely administered by British Aerospace Systems, BAE Systems, a commercial company. They have also, I understand that they have prepared a response as well, and I believe that would carry a lot of weight, and that would be of, I think, great concern to them, because they would like to make the use of the range a profitable venture for them, and anything that deters people from using the range would harm their commercial interests.
Yeah, so this range, of course, is quite unique around the world, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. When the British were wanting to test their long-range weapons, they had still quite a large empire, I suppose. They looked all over the world, and they found that Australia had very long tracts of open space to test short-range and long-range weapons. And basically, it's a safe place to test untried rockets and missiles.
And just think, if they'd put this nuclear dump waste there in the 1930s, then we wouldn't have seen the Woomera rocket range they put there at all.
No, I think it would have been a shame. Australia would have missed out on an opportunity to be involved in high technology activities.
So, you know, what I'm hinting at there, of course, is that, you know, 60 years ago we couldn't have seen today's use, or even the use of the even more obvious uses in the 1950s and 60s. How can we know what's going to happen in the next 50, 60, 100 years?
Well, yes, we mentioned that in our submission as well, that the draft EIS is based on the current current activities at Woomera, which we consider to be at a historically low level. In the past, there's been a lot more activity, and in the future, sometime in the next 250 years, which, to put it in perspective, is longer than white people have been in Australia, that there could be greater demand for use of the area, which could be to Australia's benefit. Also, it's estimated that Australia has invested more than $2 billion in 1989 dollars in the Woomera prohibited area and in various rocket trials there. So it's a tremendous asset, unique around the world, and it's something I think that It would be a shame to despoil by having a radioactive waste repository sited there.
Is there anywhere else they could put this dump?
Yes, there are a number of other preferred sites. In particular, the draft EIS mentions two other sites that they feel are suitable, and they're located not that far from the Woomera prohibited area, but they are outside the area. We would still consider it. We would like it a bit further away, because it's not purely out of self-interest. We wouldn't like to see a bomb or rocket disperse Australia's national radioactive waste repository. But if the other two sites were selected, we would be much more happy than we are at present. That the siting, the preferred site, is, I understand, just about 14 kilometres downrange of a cluster of launch sites, one of which we use. So if we've got anything that can approach 14 kilometres range, then our activities pose a threat. It's also nestled near the so-called Range E target area, which is actively used for munitions, and it's also right near a landing area for the Japanese aerospace plane that they're trialling presently.
Okay, well, thank you, Philip, and we certainly hope that you're successful in your campaign to have this put somewhere else.
Well, thanks very much, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Philip.